and strings are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. A love once new has now grown old.
Let me see you smile. after dawn, my love and I ride in. Dew on the trees, sun in the east, slipping and a sliding. Goodbye to California. Seems like we hardly knew ya. Seems good a time as any to believe in the land of plenty. Broken heart and a crow in the yard, my love and I leaving. Down the road a ways, the hills ablaze, looking for reason. Thank you.
There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
That was, of course, the great Johnny Cash this morning with his hit, Folsom City Blues. That was a single from 1955. Of course, it was later popularized from Live at Folsom City, 1968, the live recording at the prison. And then before that, we heard a Bob Dylan song sung by Tina Turner. It's her first country album called Tina Turns the Country On. Whoa. From 1974. And that was the song He Belongs to Me. And then before that, we heard another song about California. And this one was from Bonnie Light Horseman. It's kind of a folk supergroup with Alanis Mitchell and Eric D. Johnson from the Fruit Bats, and also the Shins. So, and then that was California. That was off of Bonnie. That was from Bonnie Light Horseman, and that was off the 2022 release, Rolling Golden Holy. And then before that, it was Dear Prudence from the Beatles. Yay, off their White Album from 1968. Just learned that was written for Prudence Farrow, which is Mio Farrow's sister, while the Beatles were in India. And then before that, it was Simon and Garfunkel singing April Come She Will. And that was off of the 1966 album Sound of Silence. Of course, that song was later featured in The Graduate in 1967. And then we started off the set with Haim, the sisters Haim, Esti, Alana, and Daniel with the song Hallelujah. And that was from 2020, Women in Music Part 3. This track was actually written for Alana Haim's best friend who passed away. So Beautiful song there. Hope you enjoyed it. That's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to my show, Sufficient Grounds, here on RadioValencia.fm. How you doing out there? How's your day going? Spring is sort of here in the Bay Area. It's warming up today, although I think it's going to rain later this week. But it's nice to get the little break here. The trees are blossoming. The flowers are coming out. I saw some squirrels this morning. And that's the backyard report from your Sully. Okay, well, what are we going to do right now? Let's take a look here at the old stack of records. All right, speaking of guilty pleasures, let's dive into this one here. Oh, voices carry here until from till Tuesday.
touch turned to sand. Endless grain filtered through my hand, filtered through my hand. Time and time again. Everything I did turned to dust.
Just my toys to lend. and watch my silver fly. But every day can be a magic carpet ride. A little bit of courage is all we lack. So catch me if you can.
Was the Byrds. That was with their song Going Back, and that was off the 1968 release, the Notorious Byrd Brothers. It was actually a turning point for them, featuring just two original members after David Crosby's departure in the band. I think Roger McGuinn was, of course, there. That's his singing there. Maybe Gene Clark. And then before that, we heard from Steve Wynn, formerly of the Dream Syndicate, this song, Make It Right, and that was off his 1997 release, Make It Right. And then we heard a nice little jazz piece from Tommy Flanagan, Mystericio, from 1983 off the album Master Trio. Yeah, Tommy Flanagan was a longtime accompanist for Ella Fitzgerald. And the track features Ron Carter on bass and Tony Williams on drums. Kind of a rare trio there. Beautiful little track there. As we segued out of the song before that, which was Voices Carry by Till Tuesday. I don't know why I'm laughing. And that was off their debut album from 1985 entitled Voices Carry. It was, of course, fronted by Amy Mann. It went gold. Apparently, it was inspired by a relationship man had with Amy Mann had with a bandmate. Although it was later somewhat disputed, but the story lives on. And you heard it today on Radio Valencia. I'm Sully. The show is Sufficient Grounds here. I got another a little less than half an hour. I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks for the text messages and the comments and the chat. It's also been a lot of fun here hanging out with DJ Dick here, talking music. Excited again to see what he has in store for y'all. All right, let's just jump back into it now. Let's listen to something from Rima. A little bit different here, but let's dig into it together right now. A little short set here, then we'll come back and play some more fun stuff. Cheers.
Watch out for the I do it good and kiss you.
That was My Thing by Wilfred Lucky, excuse me. Hello. Kind of a rare single originally released by the Obscure Times label. It's kind of seen a comeback with DJs as well. A lot of deep funk there. And then before that, we heard Nothing Ever Happened by Deer Hunter. And that was off their 2008 release, Microcastle. And then start off the set there with Rima Rima from the band Rima Rima. And that was off their 1980 EP, Wheels in the Roses. Rima Rima was a short-lived punk rock band whose members went on to be in Adam and the Ants and Renegade Soundwave, if you remember those bands. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here on Radio Valencia, broadcasting live over the web at radiovalencia.fm. Transmissions from the Mission. Got time for a couple songs here before we pack up the old record bag and head out the door. Be sure to stick around at noon for Marco on the Stranded playlist. It's a lot of fun. And also for the rest of the day here at Radio Valencia. And go over there and check out the schedule at radiovalencia.fm. Got got the Curated Catastrophe coming up at 2 o'clock and the Cheap Hooch at 4. Final hour at 8. There's an open spot at 6 if you want to grab that. Anyway, I'm done babbling. I'm going to stay in the theme of guilty pleasure here and jump into... Well, let's jump into a little Neil Diamond here. I'll tell you about this on the other side.
Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside, and I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am myself. Thank you.
All right, unfortunately, I got to fade that out for you. Talk about that song a little bit. Send you off there. Of course, that's Elvis right now here in the background. Sorry, Elvis. The song Suspicious Minds, and that was off, I got that off a compilation, Elvis 30 Number One Hits. Originally came out in 1969. That release was back in 2002. And then, it's actually his final U.S. hit, number one hit. And then we started off with Neil Diamond with I Am, I Said. That was off his 1971 album, Stones. Interesting story. Apparently he wrote that after he failed a screen test for the role of Lenny Bruce in Lenny, which went on, of course, Dustin Hoffman got that role, so he was sad and wrote that song, apparently. All right, well, that's the set. That's the show. I'm Sully. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate DJ Dick coming in, having some fun here today. And, hey, we'll see you next time. Be safe out there.